Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the wake of the Supreme Court's decision upholding the constitutionality of Obamacare, there has been a flurry of merger activity in the health insurance industry, including the announcement last Friday that Aetna, the third largest insurer, will buy Humana, the fourth largest insurer in this country, for more than $30 billion. Joining us now to discuss is Julie Rovner, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hi, Julie.
Jeremy.
And is this a coincidence that these mergers, and this is not the only one, by the way, there was this other one, Centene and Health Net getting together, that these announcements are coming so soon after the big decision from the Supreme Court that essentially keeps the Affordable Care Act intact?
No, it's definitely not a coincidence. These merger sort of talks have been going on for quite a while, but I think a lot of the pulling of the final trigger was on hold until sort of the insurance community would see whether the Supreme Court would kind of plunge the insurance market into chaos by disallowing subsidies in the states run by the Federal Health Exchange. They didn't do that. That basically left the status quo in place. So a lot of these mergers that I think were sort of well on their way to happen went ahead and took place, or at least they announced they are taking place. There are many steps to go through before they actually happen.
Right. And it brings up the question of what the Affordable Care Act has meant for these companies in general. Have they benefited? Have they been hurt? What's been the overall impact of Obamacare on the health insurance companies?
Well, the health insurance industry, not surprisingly, is doing pretty well. That's because there's a lot of federal money that's going to subsidize premiums for new customers for them. But something else that the Affordable Care Act did, I think, is not so obvious, which is that it started down the road of creating incentives for insurers not to just manage care the way they did in the 1990s, which was by saying, you know, we're not going to cover this, but to actually manage care according to how healthy their patients are, how well they do. And that, I think, is driving a lot of insurers to either develop that expertise or find someone who already has it.
And what does this mean for consumers if these insurers are going to get bigger? Is this like two airlines getting together, which means they're going to be more expensive flights, maybe fewer options, that it hurts the consumer to have such consolidation in the industry?
Well, that's certainly the concern, and one of my favorite headlines came from the Hartford Current this weekend, Hartford, home to many insurance companies. And it says, who will benefit from health insurance mergers? Not you, the consumer. But what really goes on in healthcare, it's a little bit different. We've seen a lot of consolidation, both on the insurer side and on the provider side, particularly growing hospital systems. Each one wants sort of to have a stronger hand in negotiations. Remember, insurers don't provide the care. Healthcare providers provide the care. And whichever one of them has more clout can demand either higher or lower prices, depending on what their goal is. So we've seen, you know, a lot of hospitals, in some cases, hospitals have more clout. They can extract higher prices from the insurers. In some cases, insurers have more clout, and they can extract lower prices from the hospital. So the consumer is kind of caught in the middle of this. But there is a large body of research that suggests that consolidation on either side, the insurer or the provider side, can end up in increased costs for consumers.
And is this a done deal, this huge merger, the Aetna-Humana merger, is that going to make it through federal regulators? Are they going to face antitrust issues?
They will certainly get examined by antitrust regulators. Whether it will go through, in all likelihood, these are two companies that have kind of different areas of expertise. Humana has become kind of one of the market leaders in Medicare Advantage plans. Those are the private health plans for Medicare beneficiaries. Aetna is one of the major employer-provided insurance companies. So the idea is that they would create a synergy. There is some overlap in some states, I think particularly Florida, Texas, Ohio. But you could see the merger being approved and then them having to sell off some of the places where they would simply be, you know, too big for antitrust regulators.
And Julie, this reaction from these insurance companies to go forward with these mergers following the Supreme Court's decision, do you expect, as somebody who's covered this for years, that this is going to be the last big legal challenge to the Affordable Care Act, or are we likely to see another one next year, the year after that?
I think this is the last big challenge to the Affordable Care Act. There are a few that are still in the works. Obviously, the lawsuit filed by the House Republicans, which suggests that the federal government is illegally providing not subsidies, but what they call cost-sharing subsidies to certain low-income people, that they're using money that they're not allowed to use. So that's still out there. But I don't think that would have quite the impact, although it would have an impact on the insurance industry. It obviously wouldn't have had the impact that this last challenge had.
Julie Rovner, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.